All right, try this.
Macmillan Audio presents More Myself, written and narrated for you by me, Alicia Keys. First word. The moment in between what you once were and who you are now becoming is where the dance of life really takes place. Barbara DeAngelis, spiritual teacher. I am 7. My mom and I are side by side in the back seat of a yellow taxi, making our way up 11th Avenue in Manhattan on a dead cold day in December. We hardly ever take cabs. They're a luxury for a single parent and a part-time actress. But on this afternoon, maybe because Mom has just finished an audition near my school, PS 116 on East 33rd Street, or maybe because it's so freezing we could see our breath, she picks me up. The cab inches cross town before finally turning north onto a stretch of 11th Avenue, dotted with peep shows, massage parlors, and crumbling tenements. We pull up to 42nd Street, around the corner from our building. Something catches my eye. "Mommy?" I ask, pointing. I've climbed onto my knees on the seat and pressed my face, crowned with its usual frizz and my hair swept in the box braids, right against the glass. "Why are they dressed like that when it's so cold?" Mom clasps my hand and pulls me back toward her while glancing out the window. There, on the corner, stand 3 women, each rubbing their hands together to stay warm. All are in brightly colored knit dresses with hemlines that end miles above their knees. One is wearing fishnet stockings that reveal flashes of her bare skin. Another has on black boots that extend up the full length of her thighs. None are wearing coats. As locals bundled up in puffy jackets scurry around them on the sidewalk, seeming oblivious to their presence, but probably not, the women's eyes dart back and forth to the other side of the wide boulevard. They look like they're waiting for someone. "Mommy," I ask again, "how come they're out there?" My mother sweeps her long auburn hair to one side, draws in a breath, and looks over at me. "When people go through hard times, Allie," she says slowly, "they often have to do things they don't want to do. These women are just trying to survive." I stare at my mother for a long moment, attempting to wrap my little girl brain around what she just told me. She doesn't explain what a sex worker is or exactly how one earns money. I'm too young for that. She doesn't tell me that the women are controlled by pimps, street hustlers who force them to turn tricks in exchange for drugs or cash. I wouldn't have understood. What she does somehow convey is a truth I still carry with me. The women I've spotted aren't on that corner by choice, but by circumstance. Without another word, I slide down into the cracked leather seat and make a silent agreement with myself. I will never be in a situation like that. Half-clothed, vulnerable, powerless, exposed. I am 11. I already know one day I'll be a singer. I've known that in my gut since I was 4. Even still, my agent has been rounding up all kinds of little jobs for me. One is to model bras and underwear for a department store catalog. I show up at the shoot, flat-chested and a little anxious, even with my mom at my side. Behind a dressing room curtain, I pull on the white padded bra and cotton panties. I then peer at myself, head to toe, in the full-length mirror, not sure how I feel about what I've just signed up for. Moments later, I smile awkwardly into the camera, glancing over at my mom on the side. I don't know why I was nervous, I think, in an attempt to calm myself. This isn't that bad. And then, a few weeks later, the catalog arrives. "Here it is," Mom calls out, holding it open to the page I'm on. I reach for the magazine.